Educate client on estate and end-of-life planning. A counselor's role in a client's estate planning is to educate clients about the process and terminology of estate planning. The creation of legal documents and the development of tax strategies should be done with the help of a professional, often an attorney or CPA. The education that a counselor provides can prepare their clients to meet with these professionals with a preliminary understanding of the tools, terminology, and concepts of estate planning. Estate planning refers to the specific arrangements that everyone should make to prepare for the administration and distribution of assets upon their death. This part of financial planning does not necessarily have to be a difficult process, but it can be complex depending on a client's assets and situation. Counselors need to be able to educate their clients on the following core concepts of estate planning: wills and trusts, advance directives, power of attorney. When and how to seek legal assistance. While many people think of estate planning as something to do during or near retirement, the uncertainties of life mean that we should actually be thinking about and acting on this far sooner. Catastrophe and tragedy can befall anyone at any time. Putting in place mechanisms and instructions for what one wants to happen in worst-case scenarios is therefore a responsible part of life planning. It can help surviving family members, including spouse, children, parents, siblings, navigate what has to be done if someone becomes incapacitated or dies, such as administering and distributing their assets. The counselor should start by interviewing the client in order to discover their estate planning and end-of-life planning needs. If a client is resistant to having these discussions, a counselor should be prepared to provide information and educate on the importance of the subject when the client is ready. Counselors should be cautious not to make a resistant client feel judged, but can tactfully introduce estate planning at various points in the counseling process to help the client identify areas for consideration. Empathy is important here, as it is a sensitive and delicate subject. It may help to encourage clients to discuss the subject with their spouse and family members. This can help clients identify areas that need attention, creating a will, for example, or identifying beneficiaries, and also make them more generally comfortable discussing the topic. The counselor's role is to educate their client by identifying and explaining the key concepts and tools of estate planning. All actual estate planning must be done with the help of a professional specialized in estate planning, an attorney or CPA. First, some key terminology that clients will encounter throughout the estate planning process. Decedent, the person who has died. Beneficiary, an individual or entity designated in a will, trust, or insurance policy to receive assets, benefits, or insurance payouts from a financial account or policy. Executor, the person legally appointed to manage and settle the estate of someone who has died, according to the terms of the decedent's will or as appointed by a probate court if an executor is not named by the decedent or the chosen executor declines the role. Guardian, a person who is legally named in a will to care for surviving minor children. Will, a legal document that outlines how a person's assets should be distributed after death. Trust, a legal arrangement where assets are held by one party, the trustee, for the benefit of another party, the beneficiary. The person who creates this legal arrangement is the grantor. Power of attorney, POA, a legal document that grants one individual the authority to act on behalf of another in specified legal, financial, or healthcare matters. Estate planning. An estate plan is effectively the full range of tools and processes that a client has created or purchased to manage their affairs in the case of incapacity and slash or death. As has been noted, many people put this off either because they think it is too early to think about the end or because they find it uncomfortable. Indeed, it is a delicate subject because it involves a number of sensitive topics: death, money, and future responsibilities. Some clients may also believe they do not have time to get it done, or they think it is too expensive to do it now. These are all reasonable positions for clients to have, and a counselor should approach the subject carefully. Positive framing. The counselor should find a way to frame it as a positive activity. For example, that estate planning can help others during a very difficult time, avoid misunderstandings, reduce legal complications, and provide peace of mind to all involved. Patience. The counselor should be patient with clients who are resistant to estate planning and not put themselves in a position where they come across as remonstrating their clients. Affirmation. The counselor should provide affirmation that any steps that move toward estate planning are positive and that these tools and decisions are about protecting their survivors. Keeping these considerations in mind, a financial counselor should take the opportunity to educate their clients about the value and importance of estate planning and when they should start. Ideally, people would start estate planning when they are legally an adult. young adults are not immune to accidents and slash or death. At a minimum, young adults should consider a healthcare proxy once they reach 18. A healthcare proxy is defined as follows: a legal document that allows a person to appoint someone else to make medical decisions on their behalf if they become unable to do so. If clients are resistant to doing this, the counselor should stress that for financial reasons, an estate plan is important to create when someone else becomes financially dependent on the client, for example, after they have a child. While many of the components of an estate plan require professional or legal assistance, a counselor can nevertheless provide much of the education a client needs in order to understand the components of an estate plan and why they are an important part of overall financial planning. The counselor should also explain to their clients that estate planning is not a one-and-done exercise, and the importance of revising and updating existing plans at important life stages, such as getting married, getting divorced, having children, should be updated after the birth of each child. Getting remarried, buying a first home, retiring, becoming ill or disabled, enlisting in the military. This review should assess the client's existing estate plan and its individual components to surface any changes that might be relevant to changes in their life and financial circumstances.